Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching is, Would You Eat Dirt?
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, Jesus began to ask them, What were you arguing about on the way? But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arm around it, he said to them, Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. With our readings today, it would be so easy to focus on the negative. After all, we are experiencing a pandemic that continues to affect and kill people at an alarming rate. Mother Earth seems to be throwing a temper tantrum and destroying her toys. Religious, political, and tribal differences are wreaking havoc on families, neighbors, and congregations. And I could go on and start finding blame and stoking my own anger. But I don't want to. I'm tired of focusing on the bad stuff. I need something positive right now. Thankfully, we get some of that in today's gospel. Taking a child, Jesus placed it in their midst. And putting his arms around it, he said to them, Whoever receives a child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. Now, what is it about a child that makes him or her so valuable to Jesus? What makes the child, in a sense, equivalent to God? Clearly, they are the most vulnerable and inconsequential in the world's view today. After all, they can't make money, they can't vote, they aren't powerful, they have little influence. In fact, they might even be considered the last. But they can teach us valuable lessons about God and our relationship with God. And here's a few examples. Imagine a little girl in her parents' arms. She throws back her arms and head with joyous abandon. She's absolutely certain that her parent will hang on to her and not let her fall. Do we have a similar belief in God? Can we trust God to hold on to us when we feel like we're plummeting into the unknown? Imagine a child reaching out his hands to someone new, to be held, to be picked up. It doesn't matter what their gender assigned at birth is, or their nationality, or even their religion. He accepts that person just because they are present in his life at that moment. Isn't God just as accepting of us? Can we be as accepting of others? Perhaps if we were, there would be less anger, hate, or hurt. Imagine a sweet infant playing in the park who decides to chow down on some dirt. Now, hopefully there are no worms for dessert and no ill effects. He's just curious and decides to take a chance on something new. God seems to encourage the new. After all, think of the beauty of evolution. Can we take a similar chance on an unknown experience or an unknown person? And finally, imagine a premature baby girl who is only 28 weeks old. She would still be in her mother's womb, but for some reason came early. Her tiny hands and feet are perfect, right down to the minuscule perfect nails. She is perfect, just as we are perfect. God loves us, accepts us just for what we are and who we are, and this is the reason why Jesus tells us that we must receive a child. They're perfect. And God thinks that we are perfect also. Take a moment and think of your own experiences with little children. What can you learn from them? Why are they so important to God? Perhaps if we embrace what we learn from them, we can bring more healing to our shattered world.